Monday's Roundup. Brought to you by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by New Tech Carts. It's Joke Day with Phil and Hank, so brace yourself. These jokes aren't just corny, they're full-on field-tested. If you're groaning, laughing, or questioning your life choices, you're doing it right. It's Monday's Roundup.
Making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Young man,
what's going on?
Nothing much, my man. And you?
Yeah, doing fine.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Busy. We had a lot of things going on.
Yeah, mine too.
Back to work to relax, kind of a thing.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway, state track is over. That went well.
We had a lot of good representation.
100%.
Congratulations, just to make it, and then
my goodness,
most of them placed as well in the state.
Yeah, I mean, and people. Well, that's look. They didn't finish one, two, or three. You know what? You got to look at the kind of talent that's at the state track meet. It's unreal. I mean, because you know, the cream rises to the top, and that definitely was it. So good showing for all the local schools around here.
Yeah,
so,
it really was.
Nice job.
And then we get on to state softball this week and sectional baseball tomorrow.
Yep.
Riverdale hosts a tournament tomorrow.
Riverdale hosts tomorrow. So River Ridge hosts tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah.
So a lot of good local baseball. So good games tomorrow on hand at the Viroqua. Is it Omni?
Omro.
Where's that from, if I may ask?
I've been there over more toward the center of the state.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That should be a dandy. And then you have Dodgeville and Fenimore in game two for a rematch. That should be a good one, too.
Couple of close school districts.
Yes, very close school district. And I think Fenimore beat him in the regular season.
I think so.
Yeah,
would have been a non-conference.
Yeah, it is a non-con game. But tomorrow, all the Morrows get the chance to play at 4 o'clock for the final. Go ahead to state. So, anyway,
good deal.
Looking forward to that.
Well, appreciate you, Hank. You know, I just want to let you know, as me being general manager, I just want to salute you. You've been doing a great job for us. And, I'd like to make you employee of the month if I could. So,
all right, thanks.
I bought a little something for you.
Oh boy!
Over the weekend here. So.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. Is that?
Huh?
Where's that from? Oh, the dollar. Oh, yeah.
Dollar store.
Oh, yeah. So, oh my goodness!
Just like Mommy used to.
Oh, Colin. Well, this is better than Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seasoned Southern styled collard greens.
Collard greens.
Yes, sir.
You'll think you're back home again, won't you?
No.
Won't you?
No, but you know what? They're going to my, I'll never eat them, but.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, you're on this.
What's the date on this? Is it expired?
Well, I don't know.
Best used if by, that's great, 2022.
2022?
Thanks, buddy, I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, it's the least I could do, trust me. Southern style collard greens, real Southern style. I saw that and it just screamed you.
Did it?
So, you know, I'm thinking if you...
It has bacon and butter in it, I guarantee you.
I don't know if it does.
It has bacon bits in it.
You might have to add that. Collard medley saute. There's recipes on the side.
Oh, yes, too. Yes.
But you mix that with your mystery meat can and collard greens, you got a meal there.
Yeah, I definitely got a meal and probably won't wake up ever.
Really?
From that email, yeah.
Nothing wrong with collard greens.
No, I was talking about the
I've had them before.
Mystery meat.
Oh, the mystery meat. Well, I don't know. It's been preserved for a long time.
Well, it expires in 2050, so.
You eat it, you're preserved as well.
Yes, real Southern style. I appreciate it, Phil.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Little taste of back home.
I appreciate it. Wow. And the jokes start off early.
Doctor, I've swallowed a spoon, and I need to get it out. All right, just sit down and don't stir.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Ba-boom.
You know what? We men should never argue with your wife or your girlfriend.
I know that.
Yep. For men, we fail to... we fall asleep before her. We eat whatever they cook. And we take any pills that they hand us. You know, we're really brave to start a fight with them. You know that, right?
Well, right.
Yeah.
It's all about trust.
It is.
Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. Here, honey, take this. And this. And this.
And we're off and sort of running
yeah.
today. Chet's Feed and Seed. in the Richland Center. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, our sponsor of Chet's Chuckle. I think we've got better talent coming.
You think we do?
Check in with the Simonson boy.
Oh, okay.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Without further ado, we bring on that Simonson boy.
Yes, to see what he's got, Phil.
The people from Dubai don't like the Flintstones, but the people from Abu Dhabi do.
Abu Dhabi. Is Chet too loaded? Do we have anything?
I don't know.
Last week it was live.
Mm-hmm. Let me see here.
What does it say?
I don't know. I'm afraid to play it.
Yeah, I'd be afraid to play it. Is it red?
It turned red.
Yeah, it's not good.
Put it in there.
Yesterday, while I was working at the bookstore, some girl came up with a barcode tattooed on her wrist. And, of course, my first question to her was, can I scan it? I guess, she said, never had it scanned before. She was pretty excited about it. She talked about how it was sentimental to her and stuff. And I scanned it, and she rang up as a bag of jalapeno Cheetos. She then became livid, and, of course, I was dying of laughter.
Oh, is that true? That really happened? That's your weekend job.
If Daniel knew I was working for him in the back, he probably wouldn't come into work.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah. So, what could you do? A sign and shoe repair store, Philip, says, we will hear you. We will heal you. We will save your soul. We'll even die for you.
Wow.
Okay. At an eye clinic, if you don't see what you're looking for, you've come to the right place.
Ah.
A plumber's truck. Re-repair what your husband fixed.
Yeah, probably true.
Yeah, and a restaurant window. Don't stand there and be hungry. Come in and get fed up.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
And then front of her funeral home. Drive carefully. We'll wait.
Yes. Great mottos.
Yes.
You know, I came in this morning early on, and there was music coming from the printer.
Oh.
The paper was jamming.
It was jamming up, wasn't it? Yeah. Probably from Saturday night
it
still.
It probably was.
you were cooking Saturday night, wasn't you, buddy?
We were cooking. We
yes,
were busy.
You were.
Yeah, had a lot of guests calling in there from all over.
All over the place.
Yep. Had the call from India again.
Really?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. After an argument, a husband sat in his workroom throwing darts at a photo of his wife, but not a single one hits the target, Philip. From upstairs, his wife asks him, what are you doing? He replies, missing you.
That's why he's not hitched up. That's right.
But anyway, Tire Kick and Lynn donated some jokes to us. Did you read any of those yet? From Basketball.
Let me see here. It says, the fact that Head and Shoulders doesn't have a body wash called Knees and Toes.
Oh, my gosh. yes, it does.
Head and Shoulders, Knees and Toes, Knees and Toes. Hey, yeah.
What do you call someone who likes ceilings, Philip?
The sky's the limit. I don't know.
What about ceiling fans?
Ceiling fans.
Yes.
that kind of is stale there. I think.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least the wind's fresh, though, you know? A frog has his DNA tested. Turns out he's part Irish, part British, and a bit of tadpole.
Oh, boy.
Tough crowd, Phil.
Yeah.
What happened to your spoon and your...
It's over there. I don't want all the ink to run out. You know, it's a special spoon.
Yeah, I put a spoon on
spoon
your...
Spoon pen.
A spoon on your pen where no one would take it from you back
right.
Because it was one of your favorite pens.
It is.
And you found another favorite pen.
Well, I did.
It's tough.
It reminds me of like the old bathroom pass.
Yeah.
Or, you know, at the gas station.
You had to get the long wooden thing.
Yeah, wooden thing. Or a rim off a tire or something, you know, with a key tied to it.
It never stops, does it?
Did you know When, how do you know when you've been ghosted, Hank?
I don't know. I'm sure it's not fun.
The poltergeist don't text you back.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir. Oh, I should have saw that boy. Coming, Philip.
Yes, nothing but the best.
Yeah, well, you know,
it's about time for your kicker, I think.
Where do you come up with your jokes at?
Where do I come up with the jokes at? I don't know. I just got to look in the mirror, I guess, and see. I need a haircut. Guy told me in Kaz yesterday that I needed a haircut.
So really?
Going for a mullet here. You know, I got this.
I mulleted my yard last night.
Then mulleted your yard?
Mulleted your yard. You only mow part of it, you know?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. It looks like a mullet.
Oh, I was going, yeah, I thought it was the plaid on top and party in the back kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Mr. and Mrs. Lee was overjoyed when their first child, a daughter, was born. The doctor asked them if they planned to name her. The couple said they wanted to name her a combination of their grandmother's names.
Oh, nice.
My grandmother was called Nessa, said Mr. Lee, and my grandmother was called Sarah, said Mrs. Lee. The doctor asked Mr. Lee, being the father, if he wanted to put his grandmother's name first. He thought about it and said, not Nessa, Sarah Lee.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, long time to get to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, not Nessa Sarah Lee.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Pretty good, though. All right, here's your kicker.
All right.
An older lady named Margaret went into her doctor's office and was seen by a young, newly qualified doctor. After just a few minutes in the exam room, she suddenly burst out screaming and ran into the hallway. A senior doctor nearby stopped her, calmed her down, and asked what had happened. After hearing the story, he gently led her into another exam room to sit and relax. Then he stormed to the hall to find the young doctor. What on earth are you doing? He demanded. Miss Wilson is 63 years old. She's got 4 grown children and 7 grandchildren, and you told her she's pregnant. The young doctor didn't even look up from his notes. He calmly replied, does she still have the hiccups? There's some truth to be said to that.
There you go.
Some truth to be said to that.
Right.
Yeah. Do you still have the hiccups this year?
Yeah.
Nope, she's good. Well, she's cured. Buddy, my friend, I hope you have a great day.
We salute everybody in Kaz.
Yes, sir.
And Daryl Slama, who was there yesterday, and everybody pinching in to get us on the air, so we appreciate that.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Yep.
The Kaz Radio.
Kaz Radio Network.
Yeah, that's pretty good. They like that down there.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually broadcast through an electric fence. You know, we sent that down the line that way.
That was kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it worked.
Anyway, I'm going to go take my collard greens. I'm going to have dinner ready, buddy.
Collard greens.
All right, have a great day. Everybody be kind.
You bet.